From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuko Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. State-owned telecommunication company PT Telkom Indonesia Persero TBK said it has discussed collaboration on the utilization of low Earth orbit or LEO satellites with SpaceX to improve digital connectivities in Indonesia. Telkom Vice President Corporate Communication Pujo Pramono said in Jakarta on Thursday that in order to achieve the purpose, Telkom is ready to cooperate with any party that is proficient in developing satellite technology. Earlier, Indonesia had involved SpaceX in the development of the satellites of Republic of Indonesia, Satria, that was planned to be launched in 2023. The American space company was entrusted with manufacturing the launch vehicle for Satria. Communication and Informatics Minister Johnny G. Plate has affirmed that the launch of the satellite would improve the development of infrastructure in the middle mile. The Indonesian contingent of the Tokyo Olympic is not only targeting medals, but it also committed to winning by prioritizing the principle of fair play. Ahead of the opening of the Tokyo Olympic, it is certain that the Indonesian contingent is ready to take part in the Olympic, even though it is held in the midst of a pandemic and without live spectators. Andi Romdoni has the details.
The Tokyo 2020 Olympics will officially open on Friday 23rd of July afternoon local time. To open the Olympics, it is planned that a Tokyo Olympics defile will be held, which will be attended by participating countries, and Indonesia is ranked 22nd in the Tokyo Olympics defile. Chief de mission of the Indonesian contingent, Rosan P. Ruslani, in a virtual statement on Thursday said that in the defile, Indonesia would include 10 athletes and officials to participate. This is due to the limited number of participants, including reasons to keep athlete stamina in prime condition, especially those who will compete on July 24th. Even though it was held in the midst of COVID-19 pandemic, according to Rosan, the Indonesian contingent will still proud to be able to participate in the world competition even though the pandemic had presented its own challenges for the contingent. According to him, the Indonesian contingent is committed not only to achieve maximum result at the Tokyo Olympics this time, but more than that, the Indonesian contingent hopes that the final result achieved in the future is a positive result achieved by prioritizing fair play.
Ya, tentunya kita ketahui bersama bahwa Olimpiade adalah ajang.
Of course, we all know that the Olympics is the highest event for sports, and being able to compete in the Olympics is a matter of pride for athletes and all of us. Because these athletes from all over the world will compete and try to make their country proud. Of course, for us, this is also an honor for us to be able to compete with all athletes in the world by carrying out the principles of good, right, and fair competition. And for us, like the principle of this Olympics, the end goal is not only to find victory, but how we carry it out until it ends properly and correctly. A total of 28 athletes and 17 officials from Indonesia were dispatched to participate in 8 sports competition in the Tokyo Olympics, which will be held for 2 weeks. President Joko Widodo, at the time of releasing the Indonesian contingent that will compete in the Japanese Olympics, said that the success of the contingent competing in Japan would be a source of pride for the Indonesian people and at the same time make Indonesia proud on the world stage.
Saya tahu persiapan untuk menghadapi Olimpiade Tokyo ini telah dilaksanakan.
I know that the preparation for the Tokyo Olympics have been carried out optimally and the athletes have also worked hard to improve their achievement. I'm sure your efforts will pay off. Therefore, take care of your health, keep your stamina, keep your motivation and focus on the match and focus on the achievement. The people have high hopes for you all and your achievements will be the achievements of our country, Indonesia. Congratulations on carrying out this heavy mandate. The people are waiting for you to return with medals that make Indonesia proud. May your effort be successful. In organizing the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, the Japanese government ensures that sports competitions are carried out with strict health protocols. It is certain that all contingents from all countries must follow the health protocol prepared by the organizers, starting from arrival, training, matches, to returning home.
Bank Indonesia has revised downwards its forecast for national economic growth in 2021 to 3.5 to 4.3% from 4.1 to 5.1%, citing the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The revision has been necessitated by the COVID-19 pandemic, which could disrupt third-quarter economic performance, Bank Indonesia's Governor Peri Warjio said while announcing the outcome of the meeting of the Central Bank's Board of Governors in Jakarta on Thursday. He predicted economic growth will bounce back in the fourth quarter of 2021, fueled by increasing public mobility, an accelerated vaccination program, strict adherence to health protocols, extensions of stimulus packages, and improving export performance. Indonesia's state-owned airport operator PT Angkasa Pura or AP Second said it has implemented the Legal and Human Rights Minister's Regulation No. 27 of 2021 on restrictions of foreigners entering Indonesia amid the community activities restriction. PT AP Second President Director Muhammad Awaluddin in a written statement on Thursday said the regulation restricts foreigners from entering or transiting through Indonesia except diplomatic and service visa holders, diplomatic and service residence permit holders, limited and permanent residence permit holders, individuals arriving on medical and humanitarian purposes at the recommendation of a ministry, as well as transportation crew arriving with the said transport. Prior to the regulation's issuance, foreigners were allowed to enter the country if they were working on national strategic projects or for family union. However, the Legal and Human Rights Minister has affirmed that travel to Indonesia for those reasons is no longer allowed in accordance with the new rule. Let's move on to the international news. Environment and Energy Minister from the group of G20 rich nations made little progress on Thursday on how to reach climate goals, officials said, with a cluster of countries resisting firm commitments. The G20 meeting discussed biodiversity and the natural environment on Thursday, while energy and climate change will be on Friday's agenda. Diplomats have struggled for days to find meaningful common ground on both topics. The 7-page document covered numerous subjects including food security, the sustainable use of water, marine litter, sustainable finance and how to better educate the young on climate issues, said Italian Ecological Transition Minister Roberto Cingolani. The G20 meeting is seen as a key intermediate stage ahead of the global climate talks known as COP26 to be held in Glasgow in November. Australia's drug regulator has approved Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for use with children aged 12 to 15, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt said on Friday, as the country fights an outbreak of the Delta variant in three states. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has thoroughly assessed the domestic and international evidence before extending its approval for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to be administered to this age group. Similar clearance for the use of the vaccine in children were approved several weeks ago by regulators in the United States, European Union, and Britain. Australia's vaccination panel will advise on which groups of children should be prioritized for the rollout of the vaccine and when it should be administered. The dollar was set to end the week close to where it started following a roller coaster week in which currencies were toast around the shifting risk appetite, with the market's focus now shifting to next week's U.S. Federal Reserve's meeting. The dollar index is on the track to advance 0.1% for the week having barely budged overnight to stand at 92.78 in Asia on Friday. The uptrend in the dollar's index is showing tentative signs of stalling around 93.0, but its overall resilience, regardless of the shifting risk mood and the ECB's shift to more structurally dovish policy stance, suggested retracements will likely be limited to the 91.5 to 92 zone, Westpac Strategies wrote in a client note. The US is better positioned than others to withstand the spread of the Delta variant thanks to its earlier strong vaccination drive. That was the news.
Itulah Indonesia. Indonesia tanah airku, aku berjanji padamu menjunjung tanah airku, tanah airku Indonesia.
Berjuang, terus berjuanglah.
Bagian pemudi-pemuda Indonesia, tangan baju
Indonesiaku, negeri kita bersama.
Belah dada kita,
letakkan Garuda di dada kita
yang mengucur darah merah putih Indonesia.
17 Agustus tahun 45, itulah hari kemerdekaan kita. Hari merdeka Nusa dan bangsa, bangsa Indonesia. Merdeka, sekali merdeka tetap merdeka, selama hayat masih dikandung badan. Kita tetap setia mempertahankan Indonesia. Kita tetap setia membela negara kita.
Games are four-year international sporting events that compete in sports in both summers and winter. Thousands of athletes from various countries compete in various sporting events here. The Olympics is the largest and most prominent sporting competition in the world, with more than 200 countries participating. In its history, the Summer Olympics has been cancelled twice, namely because of the First World War in 1916 and the Second World War in 1940 to 1944. In 2020, the Tokyo Olympic had been postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic and can only be held in 2021. From time to time, the Olympic has always been colored by the bustle of participants from all over the world, various record-breaking, star-studded and thousands of enthusiastic spectators who come to witness the prestigious events. But it's different this year. At the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, the opening ceremony is planned to be held at the Olympic Stadium on Friday, July 23, 2021 at 8 p.m. Tokyo time and without spectators. Even though it is being held in 2021, this Olympic is still referred to as the Tokyo 2020 Olympic and runs from July 23 to August 8, 2021. The theme this time is United by Emotion. This has to do with the fact that the 2020 Tokyo Olympic is being held amid the coronavirus pandemic. It is hoped that this sport events can become a unifying medium for the world to come together and feel joy amid the difficult situation facing the coronavirus pandemic. Tokyo 2020 Olympics President Hashimoto Seiko was quoted by Antara News Agency as saying that the opening ceremony will take place solemnly, despite concerns over the emergence of the COVID-19 Delta variant. So far, the organizers, along with the World Health Organization, WHO, have designed and introduced a number of measures to reduce the risk of COVID-19 and ensured that the Olympics remain safe. There are parallels in the Olympic spirit in the Japanese government in particular, and people around the world are working together to defeat the virus. May the Olympic be a moment that unites the world and ignites the solidarity and determination needed to end the pandemic together. In line with the Olympic torch as a symbol of hope that traverses the planet, hopefully, the ray of hope from Japan, which is often called the land of the rising sun, is able to illuminate a new dawn for a healthier, safer, and fairer world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Today in history will begin with July 23, 1984, when the National Children's Day occurred. In Indonesia, National Children's Day is commemorated every July 23rd according to Presidential Decree No. 44, 1984 on July 18, 1984. The date was aligned to the ratification of Children's Welfare Law on July 23, 1979. The National Children's Day is a moment to increase the concern and participation of all Indonesians in respecting, appreciating, and guaranteeing children's rights. July 23, 2001, Megawati Soekarnoputri inaugurated as Indonesian president. Megawati Soekarnoputri was Indonesia's first female president. She became the president after the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR, held a special session in 2001. The session was to respond to the decision of President Abdurrahman Wahid that froze the Assembly and the House, as well as the Golkar Party. Megawati's tenure was marked by the threatening demarcations consolidation in Indonesia. Last event on July 23, 2005, when bombing in Sharm el-Sheikh occurred. On July 23, 2005, there was a bombing in the tourism destination city Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, that is located in the southern end of Sinai Peninsula. 8 were killed by the explosion. Most of the victims are Egyptians and more than 200 others wounded. The bombing became the most deadly terrorist attack in Egyptian history.
Good. Aku sudah terlanjur jauh mencintai dan menyayangimu. Tapi mengapa dirinya selalu kau bandingkan dengan aku? Jujurlah, bila masih mencintanya, tak banyak yang seperti dia. Tapi cinta yang ku punya lebih dari cintanya. Jika kau memilih dia, aku tak mengapa. Bila pada akhirnya dirimu bahagia, mencintai dan menyayangimu. Tapi mengapa dirinya selalu kau bandingkan dengan aku? Jujurlah, bila masih mencintanya,
listener. You've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Maritime and Fishery Ministry officially banned lobster seed exports through Maritime and Fishery Ministry Regulation No. 17, years 2021. The move by Maritime and Fishery Minister Sakti Wahyu Trenggono banning the lobster seed exports is to encourage domestic lobster's cultivation, to increase foreign exchange through consumption lobster's export and people's economic growth, as well as to guarantee lobster sustainability in nature. Some moves had been made by Minister Trenggono to support lobster's cultivation productivity development in Indonesia, one of which is by opening cultivation cooperation between Indonesia and Vietnam. Minister Trenggono had a meeting with Indonesian Ambassador for Vietnam, Denny Abdi, to discuss the matter. Minister Trenggono, in the ministry's official statement on Monday, said they will provide a space for cultivation in Vietnam to have business in Indonesia. The minister also invited Vietnamese government to fight against lobster seed smuggling practices. According to him, Smuggling is a part of IUU fishing that became a global enemy. The invitation was a form of Indonesia and Vietnam commitment affirmations to fight illegal fishing and to commit to managing and developing the fishery sector in each country sustainably with blue economy principles. Trenggono affirmed that Indonesia is also strict against lobster seed smuggler. Indonesian National Army and police are invited to eradicate the smuggling and are ready to give a firm penalty. Meanwhile, Ambassador Danny Abdi ensured they have established communication with Vietnamese government about two countries' bilateral cooperation strengthening plan, especially in fishery. They have communicated with Vietnamese Minister for Agriculture and Village Development that is in charge of maritime and fishery businesses in Vietnam. They are also have arranged a meeting of the two ministers for further cooperation. Danny said the cooperation is potentially making Indonesia and Vietnam as world fishery source.
Indonesia, hadapilah dengan tulus dan ikhlas. Ini pasti berlalu. Indonesia.
Wujud apresiasi kami kepada dokter, jururawat, relawan, TNI, Polri, dan semua pejuang kemanusiaan di garda terdepan yang menghadapi pandemi COVID-19. Kalian adalah pahlawan sejati.
Tanahku sing tak terlalu. penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقوي انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión. Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian.
There is an interesting tourism attraction, namely Sigrinting Waterfall, you have to visit if you travel to Jambi. The location is in Tuo Village, Merangin Regency, Jambi Province. From the downtown of Jambi, Sigrinting Waterfall can be reached about 7 hours by motor vehicle. The waterfall is 70 meters high and it also offers a beautifully natural atmosphere. If you are lucky, you can also see the rainbow phenomenon on the waterfall. To enter the Sigrinting Waterfall Tourism Destination, you have to pay 15,000 rupiah per person. From the parking lot location, you must walk for about 15 minutes through the gravel road, going down the stairs to get the location. Along the way, you will see views of plants belonging to the local residents, such as coffee, cinnamon, rubber, and many others. Sigrinting Waterfall has a shower width of 6 meters. When you arrive at the location of the waterfall, all of your tiredness will disappear looking at the amazing beauty and green of the waterfalls. Sigrinting Waterfall has a river flow below it, with clear water and a depth of about half a meter that you can use for swimming or playing. The source of the waterfall comes from the Siau River, which is the upper course of Mount Masurai, which makes the waterfall have a very clear water. You can clearly see some types of fish swimming. Because the nature is so beautiful, in this tourism attraction, you can also take selfies and photo. Unfortunately, at this tourism spot, there is no restaurants available. Therefore, if you travel there, you are recommended to bring your own food and beverage.
We'll be right back.
ada corona, cuci tanganlah setiap hari. Jaga selalu jarakmu ketika kita berinteraksi. Ingatlah jaga kesehatan, jaga kebersihan. Sementara jangan bercabat tangan demi kebaikan, keamanan kita bersama.
Listeners, the National Gallery of Indonesia at the Directorate General of Culture, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology presents a special virtual tour for children. This virtual tour using 360 degrees, videos, technology and green screen will be held to coincide with the commemoration of National Children's Day, Friday, July 23, 2021. This activity is in collaboration with The Asian Parent TAP Indonesia, which is a part of the parenting site number 1 in Southeast Asia. Guided by the National Gallery team, the children who take part in the virtual tour will be get to know the works and figures of art. The exhibition is divided into three parts or sessions. First one is the Memory Monument, featuring works from the National Gallery collection based on national historical developments. Second one is Paris 1959, Jakarta 1995, featuring works from international collections originating from two important events, grants from world artists based in Paris in 1959 and grants from artists participating in the 1995 Non-Aligned Movement exhibition in Jakarta. And the third one is Let Code/D. It's a thematic exhibition that regularly exhibits a number of collections from the National Gallery of Fine Arts in the period 1999 to 2019. A especially for the virtual tour, and the participants are children. The works chosen to be presented in the virtual tour are works with objects that are close to children, such as mother figures, brothers or sisters, plants, animals, markets, ships, geometric shapes, or color. These objects are in the works of the painters Raden Saleh Kapal Tenggelam, Basuki Abdullah Kakak dan Adik, Afandi Ibu, Kartono Yudo Kusumo Anggrek, Suromo DS Pasar, Popo Iskandar Kucing, Handrio Komposisi, and the works of other important figures who contribute to the development of Indonesian art. This virtual tour enlivens not only the 2021 National Children's Day celebration with the theme Protecting Children at One Indonesia, but also a medium for arts education for children. That's Miss Seleni.
Hanya bulan dan bintang. Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, I am going to present a regional song from South Sulawesi entitled Sulawesi Parasang Nganta, to be sung by Putri Rizky and rearranged by Ivan Suwadi. The song, which was composed by Aras T and Abidin Syam, has a high moral message because it appeals for all Sulawesi people to unite their hearts in a bid to create a safe, peaceful, and prosperous atmosphere in their hometown, Sulawesi. Here is the regional song from South Sulawesi entitled Sulawesi Parasang Nganta, sung by Putri Rizky and rearranged into Electronic Dance Music or EDM by Ivan Suwadi. Happy listening.
Sulawesi
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.